Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry calls missile sanctions illegitimate. Iran drew condemnation from Western nations for two ballistic missile tests late last year, which were said to have violated UN Security Council resolutions. The U.S. enacted new sanctions Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to the banned missile activity. An Iranian spokesman says his nation will respond to the U.S. sanctions by bolstering its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. Iran will increase its daily oil production by 20%. Now that sanctions related to the country's nuclear program have been lifted. An oil ministry official said Iran will add 500,000 barrels a day. One of the Americans freed by Iran has arrived back home. Matthew Trevithick landed in Boston Sunday. He had been held for more than a month in Iran for reasons that are not clear, at least. Several other released prisoners are in Germany receiving medical treatment from a U.S. military hospital. And Congressman Jared Huffman says he looks forward to all of those prisoners returning home.
I'm very grateful that the administration and our negotiators in the State Department never lost focus, that they opened these channels of diplomacy and stuck with it until they brought these Americans home. And very soon, we hope to bring them home to American soil.
Jared Huffman. Moroccan officials say they have arrested a Belgian suspect linked to the terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris last November. Morocco's Interior Ministry said the man was arrested Monday near Casablanca and says he had direct links with some of the Paris attackers. For more on that, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. And this is VOA News. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials say they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartment the Americans were in as suspicious. The Washington Post quotes a resident as describing it as a brothel that had been subject to frequent raids by Shiite militiamen. British lawmakers debated Monday a petition signed by more than 500,000 people seeking to ban U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from visiting Britain. Trump prompted outrage in Britain by calling for a temporary ban on all Muslims entering the United States. He proposed the ban after a mass shooting by two Muslims killed 14 people in California. Paul Flynn is a Labour MP.
The line will go out, here's these foreigners interfering, telling us what to do. And I think that would be a grave error if we gave them that situation.
Arguing obviously against the motion, in the past people have been banned from entering Britain for fostering hatred that might provoke inner community violence. British Prime Minister David Cameron has attacked what he calls a passive tolerance in Britain's Muslim communities for segregation and discrimination against women. He said a poor grasp of the English language leaves Muslim women more susceptible to extremist rhetoric. He proposed almost $30 million for funding of English language classes for Muslim women. A Cameron essay published Monday in the Times newspaper drew immediate fire from critics. Authorities say five French foreign legionnaires on a wilderness ski training exercise in the French Alps have been killed in an avalanche near the Italian border. At least six were reported injured. The nationalities of the victims were not immediately released. France's president, François Hollande, announced a $2.2 billion job-creating scheme Monday as he sought to save his 2017 re-election chances. Rising unemployment has dogged Hollande throughout his presidency. He had promised voters to put the jobless rate on a convincingly downward path, which he set as a precondition for running in the next presidential election. Israeli officials say a female Palestinian attacker stabbed and wounded a pregnant Israeli woman before being shot. The attack took place Monday at the Tekoa settlement in the West Bank. Afghanistan Monday hosted a meeting of delegates from the United States, China, and Pakistan on how to initiate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban representatives. A Russian parliament committee has rejected a bill that would have levied fines or extracted jail terms on those found guilty of non-heterosexual public displays of affection. The law had been proposed by Communist Party members. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.